Kara looked nervously at Brad. I thought we were inviting a girl into our threesome, she whispered, trying not to meet the eyes of the sexy, very male person sitting on the edge of Brad's bed. He grinned. Lars, is this not even better? I thought I would surprise you with the other fantasy you shared with me. I guess it's pretty hot, she agreed. I just wasn't fully prepared for it. Warming up to the idea, Clara slipped off her shoes and let her dress fall to the floor, revealing a lacy triangle of bottle green stretched up to barely cover her nipples and plunging down to the mound of her vulva. The back consisted of a few ties of matching green ribbon, one of them firmly wedged between her butt cheeks. Two sets of eyes were locked on her now. She heard her perfect lover breathe in sharply and reach a hand to caress her bare ass cheek. She stepped towards the stranger on the bed and felt Brad follow her. There was so much desire stirring up inside her, driven by the close proximity of these two visibly aroused specimens. Clara reached around to touch the stranger's face. He lifted a hand and dragged his fingers down her bare thigh, creating rows of tingling sensations that shot up to her clit. She could feel her pussy swelling with goodness at the possibilities here for her. She instructed both men to undress and stared unashamedly at their emerging skin. Brad was so smooth, and his olive skin was like velvet to touch. The stranger was a little paler and had more body hair, but his legs were insanely attractive, as were his eyes. Clara stepped in between the duo, and the sexy stranger leaned in close, kissing her jaw and whispering in her ear, "My name's Cruz." He continued kissing his way down her neck towards the breasts he was gently palming. She closed her eyes for a moment and dropped her head back. Brad slid his fingers slightly into the crevice of her butt, pulling her cheeks apart and tonguing her softly, letting a warm mouthful of spit dribble over her, then pressing his tongue in deeper. He worked her anus and perineum with silken lick and hot breath, making her flutter inside and her thighs clench. Cruz crouched low and pushed the crotch of her bodysuit to the side. She glanced down at his thighs on full display, spread wide in his crotch. She imagined his beautiful junk sitting at the center. He brought his mouth to her in a teasing touch that was almost not there, slipping the tip of his tongue onto the top of her slit, barely making contact with her hood. Brad eating her ass and Cruz dining on her pussy. Fuck. Reaching one hand behind and one in front, Clara pressed the smoothly shaven head of her regular lover deeper between her cheeks and grabbed a handful of their guest's curly mop to move him decisively onto her clit. She could feel the wet satin ribbon tighten against her rectum as Cruz moved more lace out of his way, getting right into the swing of things now. Does it get any better than this? All she would add to this moment would be a hot woman to kiss her lips sensually and work her face all over her highly sensitive nipples that were currently crushing with her own hands. She felt Brad stand and heard him open his bedside top drawer to pull out one of the toys he kept there for her. As he lubed up her favorite dildo and Cruz sat back up in the bed, Clara sank to her knees to taste the delicious piece of rock candy protruding from between those thighs. His tip was large and smooth, and her mouth flooded with saliva as she took him into her throat as deep as she could manage. She moved over his cock at her own speed and felt him harden more as she created suction. The wetness at the back of her throat turned her on, and she lifted off him completely so he could hear the suck and see the glistening ropes of spit. Brad was close behind her now, fingering lube into her ass and around her opening and rubbing it all over himself. She could feel the nudge of his slippery tip as he held it in his hand to help guide into a small opening. Clara tightened on instinct, but relaxed as Brad teased her with tiny pulses, hitting the erogenous zones around her anus and making her arch back for more depth. She spread her legs a little wider and felt him slide a little further in. This was the part she loved. The initial feeling of being plundered. Still so tight and nervous, but so fucking horny. She rocked like this for a few sexy strokes, and then Brad dove deep into her, pushing past all resistance and making her scream onto Cruz's cock. He began a slow rhythm that meant she could feel every ridge of him as he rolled his hips in that hot as fuck way he had. Keeping the ass momentum, She also felt his fingers enter her pussy before he started massaging her labia with a well-slicked dildo. Clara heard Brad suck the fingers as he put them inside her. It was his thing. He loved the fragrant taste of her. She clenched inside at the hotness of it. The dildo was entering her now, alternating its strokes with those of Brad's cock. "Do you like this, baby?" he asked, leaning in close and thrusting even deeper than before. "Fuck yes," Clara choked out, replacing her mouth with her hand on Cruz's cock to take a breath. "Keep sucking his cock, baby. We don't want our guests to feel neglected." She felt a hand press her head down, and in that moment of being filled completely with the stiff cocks that her body craved, she started to tremble and realized that she was going to come, primarily from the anal penetration, but also from the seriously aroused mental state that she was riding like a galloping stallion. The next morning, Clara rolled over to Brad, who was already awake and checking his phone. She could feel the slight ache around her genitals from the previous evening's action, which had gone on for quite a few hours. The combination of the two cocks in her dildo was a decent workout for her pussy and ass, and her throat was tender from what felt like allowing generously deep access. It felt carnal, and she smiled to herself, remembering some of the highlights. Running her fingers lightly across Brad's chest and down to his belly, she asked the question that had been on her mind for a while now. "Brad, can we go to a swingers club? I mean, I know we can, but would you be into it?" Clara stumbled a little over her words and realized she was nervous. The idea held equal measures of appeal and dread for her. Brad lowered his phone and gave her his full attention. What's the turn on for you about going, Clars? Would you like to share me?" He smiled a mischievous half grin, and his eyes were full of questions. "I think I'd love to share you," she admitted. "Watching you fuck someone or seeing someone pleasuring you would be a definite turn on for me. I know you like it when you share me. I think I feel the same." "Okay, let's do it then." He rolled towards her, taking her breast in his hand and gently squeezing her nipple between his fingers, before bringing his head down to take it in his mouth. Clara moaned and stroked her hands across his smooth head and down to the bunch of his shoulders. Brad continued to love her nipple, alternating between sucking it deeply into his mouth and rolling his tongue all over it, to flicking it softly with an erect tongue. Clara's moans were making him hard. His fingertips began teasing her belly, reaching down as far as her mound and then moving back upwards as she arched her back, trying to entice his caress lower. He obliged, slipping a finger between her puffy labia to tenderly touch the hood of her clitoris, sliding further down into her wet crease and dripping into her yoni. Clara was lost in thoughts of sexy liaisons with other couples. Women eating her pussy, men giving her their cocks, Brad licking her ass and fucking her. Her fantasy became illicit and wanton with her not caring who was touching her or fucking her. In her mind, she became a wild whore, completely uninhibited, mad for sensation, intoxicated with lust. Her mind flashed with images of double penetration, women licking cocks that were fucking her ass, the same women kissing Brad as he plunged in and out of her pussy, men lining up to push heavy cocks into her throat, grabbing her hair and roughly using her mouth as if it were a pussy. She saw others watching and masturbating, getting off on the pillaging of her body and the lewd pleasures she was deriving from it. Men wanking other men and themselves, women touching and fingering their own pussies, while other women and men licked at them, all the time watching her. Brad rolled Clara onto her stomach and lay his weight over her, the length of his dick against her vulva. Pushing her thighs together, he trapped them by spreading his own wider around hers. He began to fuck the crevice created by their locked thighs, her wetness smoothing his way. Clara was aching for penetration. Her fantasy had become a living, breathing entity of its own, and it was consuming her. "Brad, fuck me, please," she begged. "I need you inside of me." She could hear and feel his ragged breath at the back of her neck. "How bad do you need me, baby?" he exhaled out in a voice fueled with sexy abandon. "So much. I need you so much. I need you hard and deep and rough. I need you now," Clara blurted out, driven by her hot, fantastic desire. Brad pushed forcefully into her warm, obliging yoni, and they groaned their appreciation in unison. He pounded into her core deeply with his solid cock as Clara pressed up into him, needing to feel him in her as far as he could possibly go. The raw sounds coming from the meeting of their flesh were loud and unapologetic. Inserting one hand between them, Brad used his thumb to stimulate the opening to Clara's ass, lubricated generously by sweat, pulling her ass cheek to the side as far as he could to grind himself in further with both his thumb and his cock. The hot, pliant flesh of her welcoming folds felt incredible, and he lost himself in the pumping of his hips and the generous bounce of her rounded ass, smacking him with each thrust. His mind flooded with images of Clara the night before, her face lowered over Cruz's cock, taking him deeply into her throat as Cruz fisted a handful of her hair. Himself fucking her from behind, much like he was now, but with her on her knees, completely open to the desires of them both. The sweet woman of his dreams was also a primal, lusty girl, the hottest combination, and she fucking drove him wild. Brad felt his balls tightening and the pressure building till his cock was ready to burst from the intense sensation along every rock-solid inch of him. The rush of release began. He registered Clara's pussy pulsing as she orgasmed all over his rigid cock. He groaned and pushed into her as if to plunder her very soul with the salty spurts of semen. His world stopped momentarily as everything in him focused on the pleasure of that one visceral response. His harsh eruption was ripped from him, equal parts ecstasy and pain. He collapsed onto Clara, a mass of ricocheting endorphins and rapidly relaxing muscles, heavy and languid, sweaty and satisfied, rolling her sideways with him, his face in her hair.